You may have noticed today is a little different than normal. If you're a visitor, what's going on is that about a week and a half ago, 64 students and leaders left on mission trips to Northern Maine, to Detroit, Michigan, and to Peru. And today we're sharing, we all just got back yesterday. Some of us traveled hours, some of us traveled for 19 hours straight. We're floating mostly on adrenaline and caffeine. Yeah. Today, the sermon is the students sharing about the mission trips. We have half of the students and leaders sharing during the 9 o'clock hour, and the other half sharing during the 10:30 hour. So over the course of this hour, you're going to hear from a bunch of different students and leaders about what God did in Maine and in Detroit. We're going to start off with a group of students and leaders from the Maine team. So I'm going to invite Melissa Stein, who is one of my co-leaders here at the church with the student ministry. She led the Maine trip this year, as well as Brett Freakin, Noah Freakin, Samantha Acosta, Olivia Bush, Christy Chaco, Sarah Househeel, Georgia Kelly, and Andrew McCann. Go ahead and come on down here and form a line right across the front.
So like Matthew said, my name is Melissa, and I've been working on staff with the student ministry for 5 years now, and I had the great pleasure and joy of leading this fantastic group of students and leaders on the Maine missions trip. Our church has actually had a relationship with this town in Maine for over 20 years. And a long time ago, I actually had the chance to go as a student. So we have this relationship where each year we've been going and doing a vacation Bible school for this very rural community. For some of the students that come to this VBS, it's the highlight of their entire year. They find us on social media and write us letters because they want to continue that friendship throughout the year. Each one of the students has a different role that they play in Vacation Bible School. Some of your students, some of the children up here, they were in charge of teaching the Bible lesson each day. Some of these students were in charge of the games team or the crafts team or guiding the students from room to room. So each one of them played a vital role in making Vacation Bible School happen each morning for these children in Maine who might have not had the opportunity to hear about God this summer. So besides our mornings that we spent, we also had individual team time. And that's probably my favorite part of the trip, is each evening opening scripture together and diving into the Word of God. This group of Maine students had so much depth to them. They really dived into scripture. We were studying the book of Philippians, and each night, our students had so much to offer to the conversation, asked so many great questions, and I learned so much from each one of them. One of the themes in Philippians is unity, as well as a theme of reminding the Philippians to rejoice. And I would say that this main team was completely unified with Jesus at the center, and that they constantly found a reason to be joyful and rejoicing. So before I hand it over to Christy, the last thing personally that I had to share was last year at Vacation Bible School, we had a little boy who had a number of behavioral issues, but we loved him, and we loved him coming each morning. Well, he was in the foster care system, and so he had a foster care parent, and there was a lot of of instability in his life. And the first day when he came in this year, his foster mom and him had the biggest smiles on their faces. And she said to me, "We're adopting him. His last name will be changed in the next month." And this week, he loved everything with VBS. We had no behavioral issues, and you could just see what it did for him to know that he was adopted. And I was reminded of how each one of us becomes adopted into God's family when we put our hope and faith in him. So now you get a chance to hear from an incredible team who worked really hard serving the Lord this week.
Hi, my name is Christy Chaco, and this was my first time going to Maine, and I was on the worship team, which meant every morning and afternoon we would help the kids learn the motions for the VBS song. And I think my favorite part was every night our whole small group wouldn't really be able to sleep because we would be laughing so hard, and we would just constantly be making jokes, and then we'd be like, oh no, okay, we're going to sleep now. Dead silence, and then someone would start laughing again, and it would just take a long time for us to fall asleep, but we would connect a lot. And God taught me that even though you can't solve everyone's problems, you can still have the servant's heart, and you can still help out with that. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Samantha Acosta, and this is my first year in Maine, and I was on the craft team. And I think my favorite part was being able to just connect with each of the VBS kids and build a relationship with not only them, but everyone else on this team. And God taught me that not to have like a hard heart, because sometimes when something doesn't go your way or you're angry or sad, you can close your heart to him, and then he won't be able to guide you. So.
Hi, my name is Sarah Housiel, and this is my second time going to Maine, and I was on the crafts team. I think my favorite memory was when some of us would go outside on the playground, and we just talk and laugh together, and it really helped me to become more confident and like stand out, because it was just so much fun to see other people having fun laughing. And something God taught me was that it's okay to not be perfect, because only he is perfect.
Hi, my name's Olivia Bush. This was also my first mission trip, and I was tasked with being the teacher on the second day of VBS for the K through sixth grade. And on the fourth day of VBS, we had this thing where we would pray for the kids, and then we would ask them to raise their hands if we wanted to, if they wanted us to take them aside and ask questions about having a relationship with God. And then we would pray that prayer with them, accepting Jesus. And I think it was the fourth grade thing, the third and fourth grade. And after we finished praying for them, the only person who raised her hand was this little seven-year-old girl named Macy. And I was the one who took her aside out into the hall. And I was talking to her, and she was just asking all these great questions. She was listening. And when I prayed that prayer with her, it really helped to open my eyes to just how big of a sacrifice God made for us. And talking with her was not only my favorite part, but it was really what God taught me on the trip. And I've just been praying for her ever since, that she'll grow into an amazing person, even though she's only 7 years old.
Hi, my name is Georgia. This is my second mission trip. And I was on the guide team, which basically means that I would take each, like, I was on the third and fourth grade people, and I would guide them to each activity. And my favorite part of the trip was Tuesday, and it rained all the time. Like, it'd be beautiful in the morning, and then we'd go to VBS, and it'd just pour rain. So it was Tuesday, and I was with Rebecca Anderson, and she was like, we should just go outside in the rain. So we go outside and stand under the roof, and it's just like, it's like being in the shower. It was fun, but I regret it now, but it was great. And something that God taught me was, I have a huge tendency to jump to conclusions, And because I was on the guide team, there was this little boy named Brady. And if someone asked a question, he would, raise his hand, he would go up, and then he would, freeze. And he wasn't always reliable. So all throughout the week, we kind of, stopped calling him on him. But on the last day of VBS, they asked someone to do the verse. And he raised his hand, and we called on him, and he just said the whole verse, beautifully. And he knew it so well. Something that God taught me was to have more faith in people, even if they're only 8 years old.
My name is Andrew, and this was my first missions trip going to Maine. And I was on the 7th through 12th grade team teaching them, how to grow closer to God and in His Word. And my favorite part of the trip was this one thing that we said was from his job as a park patrol officer, and it was a get back thing, and we used it every time someone got close to us, and it was just really funny whenever we did it. And God taught me to never give up and never stop telling people about His Word, because there is always someone that does not know His Word.
My name is Noah Friedkin. I'm the park patrol officer. This is my sixth mission trip, third to Maine and first as a leader. So I was on the games team, which was a lot of fun. My favorite part of the trip, though, was just I work with the ninth grade small group during the year, so I don't really know all the younger kids. So it was really cool just to joke around with them and tell them to get back and just hang out with them all week and get to know them. And something that God taught me was that suffering is not always a bad thing. A lot of times it can lead to something greater.
As they're sitting down, can we have everyone on the main team stand up for just a moment? All right, you guys can sit down. I'm going to call Steve Anderson, Rochelle Anderson, Rebecca Anderson, Allie Rubicam, Elizabeth Schropp, Sophia Yarum, Dylan Cruiser, and J.R. Jones down to the front. Some more members of our main team.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Anderson. This is my second time going to Maine, and I was on the teaching team this year. I think my favorite memory was on Friday, which was our last day of VBS, when at the very, very end of the day, we all gathered around in a giant circle, the kids, the leaders, the students, everybody, and we sang all the different VBS songs and did the motions. And I just thought that was really cool because it made us all feel unified, and that was just a really cool experience. And something God taught me was humility. And we were reading through the book of Philippians for our devotions, and it really hit me in Philippians 3, where Paul lists all his accomplishments by the world's standards and talks about how it's all garbage compared to knowing Christ. And that was just something I was really struggling with throughout the week, and so it just really taught me to show humility.
My name's Steven Anderson, and this is my first time on the Maine missions trip. And I had the joy and the privilege of being on with my daughter Rebecca and my wife Rochelle. And it was a great time. Going into it, I had some question as to whether I was old. And after spending the week with the kids, that's official. I'm old, but also very energized by just everything that was going on. One of the things that was something that God was showing me was in Romans chapter 12, it says, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us practice those gifts accordingly. One thing that I learned is how much goes into a trip from months and months before, all the planning and the letter writing and to the teaching and the music and The group was so diversified in all the gifts, and watching them exercise those gifts according to the grace that God has given each one was such a blessing. And for those that were kind of figuring out what their gifts were was also very interesting to me. At Maine, they were having a festival. We were in New Sweden, so with a name like Anderson, I was I was very much appreciated up there in some ways. A lot of the stores were owned by people with the last name Anderson. So but it was a great time to be there with my family, and I look forward to possibly doing it again.
My name is Rochelle Anderson, and I had the privilege of doing this for the second time. I went last year as well. And other than having a highlight of being with my family, I also really appreciated meeting a little boy named Joshua on the third day. And Joshua was one of those kids who was very active, and he also had a lot of health issues. And so throughout the day, there came a point where he had the chance to raise his hand and pray, and he raised his hand so excitedly to pray, but then he didn't know how to pray. And I had the chance to share with him how it is that you can talk to God. And that was really cool. And I met with his mom later, Faye, and talked to her about what it is to have a relationship with Jesus. And what I learned through this is, don't wait for tomorrow when you can do something today. Because he came one day. His family didn't return because they were sick. So it just goes to show that you need to be willing to speak when you're given the opportunity.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Strapp, and this is my first time going on a missions trip, and I went to Maine. And my favorite part of the missions trip was probably when I was teaching my lesson, and I loved how the kids, they left the class that day and wanting to learn more and more about God. And something God taught me was, even though I was teaching, I still learned just as much as the kids learned.
Hi, my name is J.R. Jones, and this is my first time going to Maine. And my favorite, but not really my favorite moment, was when we were having a festival, and a kid named Riker was racing with his girlfriend, and he fell, and he cut himself really bad. And I was a little ways away, but he looked at me, and he, like, trusted me before, because we had a relationship before that. And he looked at me, and he wanted me to pick him up because he couldn't walk. And I picked him up, and in that moment, nothing else mattered but getting Riker to feel better about his knee. He had to end up getting stitches later. And God just taught me. I always have struggled with being selfish, and he taught me that I can not be selfish.
Hi, my name's Allie, and this is my first missions trip, and I had the honor to be on the worship team. And one of my favorite memories in Maine is after teaching the kids the motions to all the songs, when we went to have the opening and closing ceremonies, we would go to start the songs, and like one of the girls raised their hands. They're like, "Can we come up?" And we said, "Sure." And all of the kids and all of the leaders, they all came up and they started dancing on stage with us with the motions. And that was just really awesome to see them all getting into it. And something that God taught me was that you don't have to be on the teaching team with a whole lesson planned out to help lead a child to Christ. A little 7-year-old girl, Macy, you heard about her earlier. She was at snack time, and she was looking at the back of her tag. So I came over and was like, "Hey, do you know what that is?" And she said, "No." On the back of their tags, they had the gospel wheel printed. So I started showing her the different like pieces of the gospel wheel, what they all mean, and what their connection to us and sin is. And she, like, you could tell that she was like into it, but like she wasn't completely understanding. So I told her to go ask somebody else in her next class, because it was time for her to leave, look what each piece meant in fuller detail. And later, I had the privilege of hearing she went to another one of my teammates, and she asked her what each piece meant, like more, and then she asked her how to get Christ into her life personally. And that was just amazing.
My name's Sophia Yaram. I was on the games team, and this is my second year going to Maine. My favorite memory would probably be Well, my favorite part of the trip would probably be just seeing the kids come on to games all happy and excited and run around to get their energy out, and they really enjoyed it. Something God taught me was to just be humble and to just open your mind and heart to Him, and He will just lead you from there. Because sometimes I'd get stressed out on which game we could play and like which one would be good for the age group and all that. But like sometimes we just end up doing a different game than what we had planned because the kids just want to play that instead, and they would have even more fun just playing with those games.
Hi, my name's Dylan, and my favorite part of the trip was interacting with all the kids and seeing how God worked through them. And I learned that no matter how strong your faith is, it could always be made stronger.
Oh, man. Now, of course, only half of us are reporting during this hour, but in between the services, anyone with one of these shirts on, grab them and ask them what else they saw and experienced. At this time, if the Detroit team as a whole could stand up. This was the first time we've sent a team to Detroit, and I'm going to invite Ed Jones, Jim Doyle, Jamie, Astra, Bowen, Mark, and Ben to come down and share a little bit about that trip. Ed was the point person for the team while they were in Detroit, so he's going to give a little bit of an interview before the rest of them share. A little bit of an overview before the rest of them share.
Well, I had the privilege to lead a group of 11 students and three adults to Detroit and partnered with an organization called YouthWorks. And we worked on inner city homeless, assisting the homeless organizations, inner city renovation projects, urban gardens, and urban renewal. And you've heard the statement, moving heaven and earth. Well, heaven was with us. And we literally moved truckloads of mulch, truckloads of topsoil, truckloads of weeds. We moved furniture. We painted. And Detroit looks totally different now. And none of them complained. It was, a lot of hard work. We lived Spartan condition. We slept on a floor like this with air mattresses, some not. And showers were kind of intermittent, and but you can be really proud of your students. They did an amazing job.
Hello, my name is Mark, and my favorite part of the trip was probably just being able to see a difference that we made down in Detroit. And we were down there with a bunch of different churches, and just by the end of the week, we really became one big family, and it was a good feeling. My one thing that God taught me was that everybody should feel the presence of Him, and by that we should seek that in prayer. And an example of this is after we finished our service, we were walking around town, praying over the families and the kids, and just helping them become closer. And this car had driven past us, and it came back and actually asked what we were doing, and we explained to them that we were down here for a mission trip, and he actually asked if we could pray for him, and we did, and I saw that he felt the presence of Him right at that moment.
Hi, my name is Ben Murray, and I'm going to 10th grade, and two of my favorite parts were we went to a beach called Belle Isle along the Detroit River, and we saw the sunset like over the city, and it was just like really cool to see like how beautiful the city really was. And another favorite part was when we had a community barbecue, and we gave all the leftover burgers and hot dogs to these three kids that lived in the neighborhood, and their eyes just got so big when they saw it. And then something that God taught me was you can praise the Lord through, like, anything you do. It doesn't have to be, like, just at church or at small groups. You can do it through singing or dancing or painting and show God how much you love Him through that.
Hi, my name is Jamie, and I had the honor to go on my first missions trip to Detroit, Michigan. And one of my favorite parts of the trip was on Thursday night during our closeout, our leaders washed our feet, and while they were praying with us, the students, like part of the team, came and prayed with each other, and it just like really unified our team as one and brought us a lot closer. And one thing that God taught me was holiness over happiness, and no matter the circumstances, you're doing it for God and spreading the love of Christ, and it's not what you want, it's what God wants. So yeah.
Good morning. My name is Jim Doyle. A lot of your students will probably affectionately refer to me as Jim Bob. So if you hear that, that's me. It was my pleasure to be a leader on this Detroit team. The students on this team really rallied around each other and built each other up. And they worked ridiculously hard. If there was extra work that needed to be done, they were the first to volunteer. And I just love to be part of this and to watch them work and to watch them with each other. And one of the things that we as a leadership team, so Ed, Kim, and I really wanted to do with our students was to challenge them to grow and not to stop growing. It wasn't, hey, we want you to do this, and then you do that and you stop. They kept growing as the week went on, and they kept knocking down challenges, and it was just great to see them work, and it was great to see the spirit alive in them. So if you're a parent and your students are up here, you should be ridiculously proud of them. And just as a church and as a congregation, you should be really proud of our students and at the work that God is doing in them.
My name is Patrick Kelly, or Bowen, and I'm going to 11th grade, and I went on the Detroit mission trip. I was a bit nervous going into it. We had a new Jones from that one to this one. They're both my small group leaders, and that was like threw me off. We also had like Kim Startup and Jim Bob, who I'm still a little afraid of. And throughout like the whole like trip, I was like a little skeptical. Like I was like nervous. Like I was like not having like the time, but God really pushed through and showed me all these little things. Like during worship, we had like emphatic counselors named like Derek, Dre, and Natalie, always smiling. Like they were really great for living in Detroit, and they loved it. Everyone in Detroit was super nice. They really believed in the city, and it was great to see all of this. And I think my favorite part was probably the third day with Mr. Doyle here, and we were in the Detroit rescue team, and after we finished all our work, we were playing basketball with these kids who like were like far better than us. They just like way better than us in just every aspect of the game. And all we had was our height, because like these kids were like 5 and 6. So like, and it was just humiliating, because like all over the court, like we just wanted to sit down. We were playing this game called Knockout, and Jim just like right here, like this is a man, packed his way and like threw layups and just did a great job. And it made my week to see him compete as hard as he did. And it really just, I thought it was great. I thought it was great. All right. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name's Astra. I don't know how many of you saw, but I kind of ran to the last spot. My nerves are way higher than expected. But I don't know. My favorite part, this was actually my first mission trip. My favorite part was probably Thursday night. Not only was I in pain, I kind of twisted my ankle and it's been hurting ever since. I had prayed over 3 times and I finally just stood up and it just got stuck. There was no getting back from that. And I just was already in tears as we were doing the Thursday foot washing. And I don't know, like our team just became so connected as we were praying, and I can't even put it into the words, it's so indescribable. sorry. God really taught me that forgiveness is one step, but to have grace and mercy is another. Grace and mercy equals forgiveness, and giving me the chance to show everyone that they deserve grace, and they deserve mercy, and most importantly, they deserve forgiveness, again, was indescribable. Thank you.
I got to be a part of the Peru team. Can we invite the Peru team to stand up for just a moment? I'm going to ask Jenny, Enod, Catherine, Danielle, Jamie, Alex, Nathan, and Patrick to come down and join me down front. This was the first time we've gone to Peru. A lot of you already know that there's a lot of leaders in our church that are part of a ministry called SALT. It's a traveling, teaching ministry that works with pastors in a number of countries around the world, including Peru. For the last couple decades, Gabe Agostini and his team have been going down there, teaching and training pastors how to have deeper roots in the scriptures, giving them educational opportunities they just haven't had. And we were able to go down with SALT and minister at two of the churches that SALT has been working with the pastors at. These were churches in Oxapampa and Tarma that actually also have relationships with Compassion. You know the commercials you see on the TV, send this much per month and support a child. We were able to go down there firsthand and see what these tiny churches were able to do, incredible ministries with children and their entire families in Peru through those resources and those efforts. So I'm going to pass the mic along and let my team share a little bit about what they experienced and learned about God on this trip.
Hi. One of my favorite parts was we were working with the church in Oxapampa. And one night we paired up with the youth group there and we were handing out tracts walking through their town. And I was walking behind these two girls as they were leading us through their city. And we came to cross the street, and I just stepped right up next to the girl, and she thought I was going to cross the street when there was a car coming. So she swung her arm out and was like, no, 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 like don't cross, like wait, even though I wasn't going to. And it just brought to my attention how unified we could be, even though we couldn't really understand each other. We've never met each other. We had never even spoken before. And that makes me want to go throughout my life with that same compassion with strangers, just being nice to them and showing them the love of God. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Jenny Duber, and I had the honor and pleasure of going on the trip to Peru. I was with the craft team, with Truett and Catherine, and it's hard to narrow it down into one favorite moment, but my favorite part about this trip is just watching our teens. They did such a good job, and the relationships that they formed with the kids down in Compassion was great. Even with the language barrier, they all fell in love with the kids, and like every place we left, they took hundreds of pictures just because they were made these friends so quickly. And I just wanted to thank everyone who gave to the Faith Promise. We gave out 500 backpacks because of you guys. And yay! And also we were able to provide doors and locks for a new Compassion site. So they were very, very thank you, and they send their thanks and their love back to you. And the thing I learned is to trust God all the time. We had some interesting car rides and did a lot of praying, but I trusted God and I praised God for his protection. We all stayed healthy and we all stayed safe the entire time. So thank you for praying.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Enod, and that was my first time going to Peru, and me and Dan were in charge of translating just about everything that happened in Peru, literally everything, from going to the store, to buying supplies, to traveling up and down. I would say that my favorite part would be when we got to Oxapampa, which was the first city in Peru, well, the second city that we got in Peru. And just having to being able to like work together and develop all these great things that we did, just develop all these great smiles and have a huge impact on everyone there. And what God taught me was that you know, when you have your mind on Jesus' plan, then everything will go as planned. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Catherine Polig. This is my first international trip. My favorite part was just every time we would go to a new church, whether it's in Oxapampa or Tarma, we like got out of the van and we were instantly greeted by a whole bunch of kids who were smiling from ear to ear. They were just so excited just to hug us and talk to us, ask us questions, even though we were completely, like, we were strangers to them. We spoke a totally different language. They were just, like, our presence made, like, such a huge impact to those kids. And I think something that God taught me was that things that happen may not be up to our expectation, but in the end, everything will work out for the best.
Hi, I'm Danielle James, and my favorite part on the trip was being able to make like close relationships with everyone on the team. It's really nice being able to joke around and have a fun time with everyone, but also be able to connect and like talk about our faith. Also, I was on the ESL team, and throughout the trip, we weren't always completely sure how many students we would have or how much English they would know, but through us knowing some Spanish and them knowing like English, we were able to communicate with them and be able to have a good time. So God taught me to be willing to trust in him and give him control.
Hi, I'm Alex Chaco. This was my first time going on an international trip. And my favorite moment was one day in Oxapampa. I was on the teaching team, and we just rotated out with the games team, so we were on crowd control duty. And one of the really little kids, I don't think he was older than 4, came up to me and started, like, he just wanted to talk. So I asked him his name. He said, my name's Alex. I said, oh, también, me also, yeah. And his face lit up when he heard my name was also Alex. We made a secret handshake together. And he really, really enjoyed spending some time with me. And then when it was time for us to go, he was, like, clinging onto my pants, and, like, he really didn't want to see me go. I never had an experience connecting with a child like that before. And God really used that to show me that even though there was a huge language barrier between the two of us, he was just a person just like me, and we all have to be open to using what we have to help people.
Hi, my name is Nathan Joseph. First and foremost, I want to thank the church for allowing me to come to the services for the past couple months. I don't go to this church, so you guys opened me with open arms, and I'd like to thank you for that. Coming into this trip, I was a little nervous because I didn't really know anyone, but I got to connect with a lot of different people. My favorite moment was when me, Alex, Brandon, and Jeff, we got together and we had a long talk, and I really got to know them in a way that I hadn't before. What God taught me was that seeing all these kids who were much less fortunate than us, they were incredibly happy to see us, and they were just incredibly happy to be around the church. And it taught me that no matter what happens, we need to live our lives with a smile, because at the end of the day, we are still blessed for who we are.
My name is Patrick Kelly, and one of my favorite parts was in Tarma when I had the Polaroid camera, and there were like 50 or 60 kids, and they all surrounded me and wanted a picture of themselves, and we were finally able to get them all to line up, and I took a picture of them one by one by one, and just they were really excited and loved it, and God taught me to be more open and appreciative.
Start off by hearing from the Detroit team. If everyone on the Detroit team could stand up for a moment just so we can see who all you are. And I'm going to invite Ed Jones, who was the leader of the team, Kim Biasato, Emily, Megan, Micah, Gabe, Ben, and Ethan to come down and share about the trip.
Hi, my name is Emily Hughes, and I'm going into 10th grade, and this was my third missions trip. And my favorite part of the trip was getting to be able to walk around the city and pray for all the people and the houses that we saw that needed to be prayed for. And God taught me that you can't let your expectations take over you. You have to, like, be able to experience things for yourself. And I learned this because when I saw like all the houses and the people, everybody was so nice and they all just wanted like to talk to us. So I just learned that you have to be willing to look at situations before you can judge them.
My name is Ben Mercer. I'm going into 10th grade, and this is my first mission trip. My favorite part was just getting to know all these new people from the other churches and just around Detroit to get to talk to them. And one thing God taught me was that it's so easy to see the brokenness in these kind of cities, but not many people go and see the beauty that shines through the brokenness and the people that are so amazing and nice and kind.
Hi, my name is Megan Ryle. I'm going in 10th grade, and this is my third mission trip. And my favorite part, even though at the time was not my favorite part, was one morning we had breakfast prep, and we had to get up at 6:15, and I was really tired. And our leader, Jim Bob, just followed me around the entire church, and I could not get away from him, and he's just yelling scripture at me and just telling me, like, get hype and, like, be excited about your day, and he just yelling the Bible at me. And one thing my God taught me was that if expectation and flexibility are two things that go together, because if you let go of your expectations, then you make yourself more flexible and it makes it easier for God to come into your life. And I learned that because one day I had to be split from Emily because that was what was best for our team. And I was flexible because I got to do more work and I got to see God more without her, but it was kind of sad. But thank you.
Hi, my name is Gabe Brandt. I'm going into 10th grade and I went to Detroit. One thing that God taught me on this trip was right when you're not expecting God to show up, right when you've been looking for him the whole week, he does. And when I saw this was the Thursday night foot washing ceremony. It was just incredibly powerful and God showed up. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Micah McNutt. This is my fourth mission trip, and I'm going into 10th grade. Something that I really found cool and I consider one of the best parts of this trip was when we did our large group gatherings with the other churches. And something that I found cool about that is we just came together, we sang, we learned, and they showed these really cool videos. And something that God taught me through these videos is they took artists, singers, and dancers, and they showed how reading the scripture and really just giving a ton of thought to it can create something beautiful.
Good morning. My name is Ethan Yu. I'm going to 10th grade. This is my third missions trip and my first on an inner city trip. So I think my favorite part about this trip was we had a scavenger hunt in downtown Detroit, and it was our church versus three other groups from different churches around the country. And we got there last. We got to downtown Detroit last. So we were sprinting, like, just down the sidewalks. You just see this massive group of kids just running as fast as they can, and Miss Piazzato screaming, I said, don't look at the cars, they won't hit you, they won't hit you. And we were just like running into different shops and stuff, taking pictures. Everyone was looking at us like we were crazy. And there was these two guys sitting on the side of the sidewalk, and then on the way up, like downtown, they were like, run, Forrest, run. And then when we were coming back to the vans, they were like doing the Rocky song, like dun dun da da dun da da dun da da dun. It was so funny, but
wait, but who won?
Oh yeah, we won, obviously, because but I think what God taught me on this trip was when we went into like the worst part of town, it really reminded me of some of the streets here in Wilmington, and it really taught me that you don't need to look very far to find places and people that need your help and need, you know, your help in praying and stuff like that. So thanks.
Good job. Hi, I'm Kim Biasato, and Ed, Jim, and I were so fortunate to get to go with this group of people. Y'all, they are amazing. And this is hats off to Christy and Melissa and Matthew and the parents. Like they said, we met with like four other churches. Guys, these guys outshone them all. Somebody would say, YouthWorks would say, we need somebody to pray. Up came a Brandywine person. We need somebody to carry something really heavy. Up came a Brandywine person. Every need, Brandywine was the first ones on their feet. How can we serve? How can we serve? How can we serve? So if you guys have kids here in this church and they don't go to Sunday school, send them to Sunday school. If they don't go to youth group, send them to youth group. I'm telling you, these are examples, all these guys, of how God works with parents to raise amazing people. It was really neat to see how the body of Christ worked together. And God gave me a word for each one of a talent that each of our kids brought to Detroit. Gabe, you were mission-minded. Megan, you showed constant determination. Ben Murray, tenacity. Astra, faith. Bowen, passion. Ethan, service. Emily, gentleness. Jamie, hope. Ben Mercer, joy. Mark, sincerity. And Micah, you rounded us out with faithfulness. Praise God for the great job these guys did.
This time, I'm going to invite the main team to stand up so we can see everybody that was on the main team. There's too many to do them all at once, so we're going to take them in waves. If Melissa Stein, she led the team, Zach, Kelsey, Christian, Savannah, Julianne, Bethany, and Debbie could come on down. You're going to share first. Here you go.
Well, good morning. My name is Zach. I was one of the college leaders for the main trip, and I have to kind of agree with you. My favorite time on the trip was probably when we did team time at night with the whole group and doing the praise music with them and just like hearing all the answers that these students would come up with, and I was like writing stuff down. I mean, it was amazing. What God really taught me was through our study, we were learning about one of the themes was that God can often use rather hard times in our life for his glory and for our ultimate benefit. And another theme was just rejoicing. And in times of suffering, Paul exhorts us to rejoice, that that we can know that good will come from it. So,
my name is Kelsey. I was another one of the college leaders on the main trip. This year I was helping to lead the 7th through 12th graders, which is the same team I led last year. Last year, this group, our discussions were very brief, and getting answers out of them was like pulling teeth because they just didn't want to speak or dive deep into anything that we did. So when Turner asked me this year to help him lead the same team again, I was just hoping and praying that we would be given the words to reach through to these kids and just help them grow in any way we could. And the first day we got there, they immediately were so honest with their answers, and they were asking very tough theological questions that I'd never thought of, let alone had the answer to. So it was really cool to see how God worked in them over the year that we were gone. And I just had a lot of fun with them that week.
Hi, my name is Christian, and this is my first year on the main missions trip. And my favorite part was guiding the first and second graders. I made some really good friendships with them, and it was really fun to see them really want to come back each day. And I had one or two kids that had to miss one day, and they were really upset. And that just showed me that they were learning a lot and that they wanted to keep coming back. And one thing that God taught me this week is that is to be patient with the kids and with the team leaders.
My name is Julianne, and this is my first time on the main missions trip. My favorite part of the trip was in the afternoons after the VBS, we would do our devotions, and as we were reading through the book of Philippians, I found it really interesting, and it was just really a peaceful time for me, and I learned a lot from it. Something that God taught me was that you're never too young to know what being a Christian is or how to live your faith, because I was on the teaching team, and a lot of even the youngest kids were asking really good questions about my lesson, and they really showed interest in learning more.
Hi, my name is Bethany, and this is my first mission trip, and I helped to teach the 7 to 12 team. Anyways, one of my favorite memories was this one day when I was doing tie-dye with the 7 to 12 graders. And I was trying to experiment with my tie-dye, but it wasn't really working since the dye wasn't going through the cloth. Anyways, there was this one girl named Michaela, and she came up to me and helped me change my bandana for the better. So through that moment, I was able to connect better with the New Sweden kids. And keep in mind that I didn't know this girl that well, yet she helped me anyway. So one thing that God taught me on this trip was that you're never alone in your faith wherever you are.
Hi, I'm Savannah, and this is my first time on the main missions trip. And my favorite thing on the trip would be when, during one of our big team meetings in the evening, we took it outside and we all sang the worship songs outside under the stars. And I would look up at the sky, and it was just amazing to see everything that God had created just like up there.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and this is my first mission trip, and I was on the guide team leading the 5th to 6th graders to their classrooms and where they were supposed to be. So my favorite part of this trip was when we hosted a carnival in the middle of the VBS week, and I really got to connect with the kids and interact with them with face-to-face. And it was actually really funny because we got to throw SpongeBobs at Olivia's face during the sponge toss game, and that was really fun, and all the kids were laughing really hard. And God taught me throughout this week that teamwork is really important, and everyone's individual roles in a team work up to make the bigger goal. And without one person from the Peru, Detroit, and Maine teams, we would have had a totally different trip. So
invite some more members of the main team to come on down. Ann Nielsen, Katie Hayes, Willie Lynn, Jasmine, Ellie, Logan, Tommy, Wesley, and Caleb. And Turner. Somebody's got to take the microphone. How about everybody take a step to your right? There we go.
Before I start, I just want to end out the main trip by saying, good morning, Brandywine! Woo! So I'm Turner, and this is my third missions trip to Maine, and I had the pleasure of co-leading the 7th through 12th grade team with Kelsey Martin, and then our fearless leader, Kimby Asato, from afar. One thing that stuck out to me this week is when leading the 7th through 12th grade team, they just had so many questions and so many thoughts and so many good answers to the questions that we were asking, and so many tough questions that we didn't even have the answers to. Like on our first day, within like the first 2 hours we're there, one of the girls says, well, what language did Adam and Eve speak? And Kelsey, Zach, and I were all there, and we were like, well, we don't really know. And so it was just fun to see them really want to delve into the Word of God and like find all the answers to their questions. And while we were in Maine, we were studying the book of Philippians, and a couple of verses stuck out to me in Philippians 2. It says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or questioning." And I think that really helped me this week understand that everything we do is for God, and if we feel like God is telling us to do something, we need to be ready to drop everything and go for him.
My name is Katie, and I had also the privilege of going on this trip to Maine with this awesome group of students and awesome group of leaders, and it was a great trip. I led the teaching team, and probably that was one of my favorite parts of the trip was that these five girls who just worked so hard on their lessons to share the message of Jesus to these kids at VBS, and all took a different approach and all just did an awesome job sharing Jesus to the kids at VBS, and that was just so awesome to me to be a part of. And what God taught me was this. So like mentioned before, the evenings when we got together in our group time, just these kids, so parents and grandparents and friends, just these kids are so wise and just have so many great questions and have just so much input to give. And I learned so much from them and just the through the book of Philippians that we were studying. It was just awesome to be a part of. So thank you.
Willie Lynn. This is my first youth missions trip, and I was real proud and pleased, happy to be here, because the thing that the favorite part of my trip was to go on a trip that my sons, Tim, don't hide back there, Jeff, and next year, Daniel, you are going to go on this. You too also. But to go and experience something that they really learned and grew from, and to me to experience that, now I have something that I can talk to them about and have shared something in common to the three of them. So God taught me something. God showed me something. I'm going to turn my back to you guys. God showed me spiritual growth in all of these kids that I went to. I was very, very touched by it. My emotional bottle doesn't pop very often, but it sure popped on this trip. And that they are missionaries. They're out there serving. And that the worship team that I work closely with and the seventh grade boys, these guys really, really grew, and we studied in the book of Philippians about shining like stars, which is also one of our songs, "They Shone Like Stars."
Hi, my name is Logan Wazinski, and this is my first missions trip, and I think my favorite part of this missions trip was being able to teach pre-K through sixth grade, and going into it, like my teaching day, I was pretty nervous, and I didn't feel confident at all, and through that, God taught me to be confident in myself and just put myself out there for like everybody to see me.
Hi, my name is Ellie, and I was on the worship team, and my favorite part was probably in the mornings. We would hang out with the kids in the gym, and we would show them the motions to the songs they would learn that day, and then the leaders would come and do the motions with us that, well, didn't quite know it, but, and what God taught me was that we should still, like, be like Jesus and just show everyone like what he is, even when our circumstances are really bad.
Hi, I'm Ann Nielsen, and I was the adult leader on the craft team, second year in Maine, and I was so happy to be able to go back again. My favorite part of the trip was on our second day of travel going up. And we stopped at an overlook for Mount Katahdin in Maine. And we had a ball having lunch and taking pictures, group pictures and selfies with our groups and everything. And then we decided to have a time, a quiet time, and a time of devotions there. And our students and leaders all spread out throughout the whole overlook. And I kind of sat in the back so I could have a view of the whole team and the mountains in the background. And I was so moved by the beauty of God's creation and the peaceful moment of all the students with their heads bowed over their Bibles and the cars driving through to see the overlook. I just thought what a witness it was to see us and to wonder, I wonder what that huge group of people is doing, are doing. So that was a great moment. And I'm a planner and I love to control things and my family's smiling. I love to know the details of everything that's going to happen. And God is continuing to teach me, especially on trips such as this, that His plan to bring His kingdom here on earth is so much bigger than anything I could possibly plan or figure out the details for. And I'm appreciative all the time to learn that lesson. Message.
Hi, my name's Wesley. This is my first missions trip, and I'm on the crafts team. My favorite part of this missions trip was definitely deflating Noah's mattress, because even though we all lost a little bit of sleep from it and made Noah really angry, it brought us all closer together, and it was a really fun time. And then something that God taught me was to dig deeper into Scripture, because this week when we read Philippians, we learned way more messages than I originally thought was in it, and that was really cool to see.
My name is Tom Biasato, and I think my favorite part was probably doing like a 7-song worship thing outside after like we went over the devotions and all that, and with Zach, who really helped me and Caleb figure it all out. Caleb, love you. And I think what God taught me was that actually really helped me a lot with this. The world isn't black and white. Like, there's no like just like good people and the bad people. Like, yeah, there's church and school people, but it's not like the church people are really good and they're not gonna cuss, they're not gonna do anything bad, because they still are. Like, I've seen that, like, sadly a lot. And then, but the school people, they do like the same stuff, and I think God helped me with that a lot, and Willie, Mama Lynn, helped me a whole ton with that.
Hi, my name is Jasmine, and this is my second mission trip, and I was on the 7th through 12th grade group. And my favorite part of the trip was playing volleyball every morning with the little kids right before VBS, seeing all their little smiles and everything. One thing that God taught me was to always be yourself, because people will like you more for who you are and not who you're trying to be.
Hi, I'm Caleb, and my favorite part of the week would probably have to be, I was on games team, by the way. Every morning when the kids would walk in and just the looks on their faces when they'd find out what game they're playing and how much fun they'd have just running around, getting all their energy out, that just made me really happy. And something that I learned would have to be through what we read in Philippians. It kind of taught me that we should be worshiping God throughout everything we do, not just some things, and that really touched me and has become a goal of mine in the next coming weeks.
Our final team sharing this morning is the Peru team. Everyone that was on the Peru team, if you could stand up for just a moment. I'm going to invite Tina, Dan, Lauren, Rachel, Henry, Jeffrey, Brandon, and Truett to come down here and join me on the platform.
I'm Tina Ma, and I had the privilege of leading the
ESL team, but I think the entire trip was ESL. We all had a little bit of a language barrier, but some of your students who take Spanish, it came in handy, so thank you. I think what I enjoyed most was seeing compassion in action, the Compassion International in action, because we support a child in Indonesia, and I'm also on the missions board here, and so I got to see firsthand what they're actually doing in compassion, working with these kids, teaching them basic hygiene, feeding them on a daily basis, and most of all, teaching them the love of Christ. And I think what was most impactful is when we got to Peru, to these churches, the kids were hanging out the windows and so excited to see us. They all ran out and were giving us hugs. They hugged us when we came and they hugged us when we left and really formed bonds. And it's amazing what a hug can do, because we had that language barrier. It really formed a bond between us. So it kind of broke down the barriers of not being able to communicate clearly with them at all times. I was really proud of these kids and just what they did and showing the love of Christ to the kids in Peru. And when we were studying Philippians, I guess what I looked at was where Paul said, God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ. And that's what I felt God showed me, was the affection of Jesus Christ through these kids and through our kids. And it's just, he taught me just to love. We need to all love. And I think that was the biggest impact.
How you guys doing? I'm Dan Hutton, and I served as one of the leaders / translators for the Peru team. And for those of you who don't know, our trip started off with us sprinting from a gate in Miami to get to our connecting flight to Lima, full speed sprinting about a quarter mile, and then being told while the plane was still there that we couldn't get on the plane. So from the jump, this trip is the theme of this trip from that I really think that God has taught us all is patience, flexibility, and trust. And I think that everybody, the team members, this church, and everybody should really be proud of how this team was, and no one gave up regardless of the challenges that we faced on this trip with traveling up to 15,000 feet in the Andes Mountains. You know, the plan is constantly changing. No one gave up every single day. All the students, everybody was always ready to put smiles on all these kids' faces. And definitely my favorite part was the smiles and the relationships that we formed in Peru. And even it was like kind of a short time that we had in the country, going from two different towns. They can always be reminded about us and the love that we showed them when they look at their backpacks that we gave them, when they look at the pictures that we took with them, all these different reminders. And it's just a beautiful relationship that we started with the people in Peru in these towns that we went to.
Hi, my name is Lauren, and I was on the ESL team, and my favorite moment was the first day in Oxapampa. The ESL team started with a group of older kids, and they were kind of shy, and they knew a lot of the English we were planning to teach them, which was kind of unexpected. But then we were told to go help the craft team, and the second we walked into the room, a bunch of little kids came up, and they wanted hugs, they wanted to kiss our cheeks, they wanted to ask us about America. They were so excited that we were there. It was just so amazing to see how eager they were. And then they were asking me about their stickers and the shapes and what they were in English, and it was just really incredible to see all them. And God taught me that something that might seem little to you can make a huge difference to someone else.
Good morning. My name is Jeffrey Lin. I'm a rising junior, and this was my first international trip. And I think my favorite moment was the second day in Oxapampa. This little kid, Rodrigo, I guess. The first time I saw him, like everyone else, he would point at me, laugh, and call me a chino. But later that evening, we were going around the town handing out pamphlets for an evangelistic message, and we would kind of talk to each other, and I would speak in basic Spanish, and he would teach me words, and we really built our relationship. And at the end of the night, when we were leaving that church, I hear, "Yay, free!" And he comes running out the door, and he gives me the biggest hug, and he asks me when I'm going to come back. And I think that really leads into what God told me, which is that we can exemplify God's love through our actions. And I think between me and Rodrigo and the other kids, you know, sometimes it was hard. We couldn't really communicate on normal terms, but when one barrier goes up, other ones come down, and we really were able to show them God's love through our actions.
Hi, I'm Brandon. This is my fourth mission trip, but my first international one. And the highlight of my trip had to be when we were in Oxapampa, our second night. We were getting ready to leave the next morning, and all the kids pulled out their cameras, and they're like, let's take a photo. And all the kids wanted to get a photo with all the people on the trip, and it was just amazing how these people that we barely got to know and could barely talk to through the language barrier would just... so excited to see us there, and we're happy to get our pictures, and it's just amazing. What God taught me was that we need to be more Christ-like in all our actions and what we do, because in our devotions we're studying Philippians, and Paul just drives home the point that we can't be Christ-like perfectly, but we have to try every day, and that was something I really need to hear, and it's a great experience. I look forward to doing it again next year.
Hi, I'm Henry Ma. This is my third missions trip, and this is my first international trip. One of my favorite moments was just seeing the beautiful countryside, going from desert mountains to jungles, and then waterfalls. It was really beautiful the entire time. When we were at the waterfall, it was really fun. We found a nice rock. We jumped off it right into a deep pool. And then on the way back, we just slide down rapids on. Probably gave half the leaders a heart attack, but it was okay. God really taught me to appreciate his creation and what he's made and just love everyone that you meet.
Hi, I'm Truett. This is my fourth missions trip, my first international. One of my favorite moments was our last night in Oxapampa. A little boy walked up to me and asked me my name. And I asked his name, and his name was Albert. And we exchanged favorite colors, birthdays, favorite numbers, how old we were. And it just taught me that even though we can't communicate as much as we would like to, we can still impact each other in big ways.
Hi, my name's Rachel. This is my first international trip. And my favorite moment on the trip was when we first arrived at Oxapampa. We pulled up the bus, we all get out, not knowing how many kids are going to be there. There can be any range of them. And we walk into these rooms, and the kids that were around 5 or 6 years old, there's at least 50 or 60 of them in there. And I'm having a panic attack because I'm on the Bible team and I had to teach all these kids. But it worked out well. It went very smoothly. It was a wonderful time. And God taught me through that, that none of us should be afraid to share our faith with anyone, even if we have differences such as different languages, different nationalities. We're all united under one God.
I just wanted to say two things. One, this is my ninth year of student mission trips at this church, and every year I'm just so moved to be and so grateful to be a part of a congregation that gets the value of these trips, that understands that when we send these young people to Maine, to Detroit, to Peru, get them out of their normal routine, out of their comfort zone, to challenge them to serve the way Christ did, to put them out of their comfort zones, incredible things are able to happen, not just with the people that we serve, but in their hearts as well. And I love being a part of a church that gets that and believes in it and gives generously year after year to enable our young people to be able to do that. So I want to say thank you so much to all of you that have given, that have prayed. It wouldn't have happened without you. The other thing that really amazes me every year is we have some adults that are out in the room, as well as a bunch of leaders up here on the platform. We could not do these mission trips if we did not have men and women that were willing to give up their vacation time, willing to give up time from their family, willing to give up income from work that they don't take because they're going to be away for a couple weeks on these trips, willing to give up their Sunday afternoons, their Wednesday nights, their Saturday afternoons for months and months in preparation for these trips. Just the amount of work that the volunteers, the adults that go on these trips that we could not do without is so incredible. So if we could have all of the adults, all the leaders that were a part of these trips that made this possible, stand up. Thank you so much. Our student ministry could not be and could not do what it does without people like these that love our students and love serving God in this way. Thank you so much. Zach.
I hope you were blessed as you heard from the students today, as they led us in worship, as they led us in what God is teaching them and taking what God taught them and teaching us as well. May that continue. I want to encourage you to be investing in these students and the students that are up here. Be investing in them. This is the next generation of leaders. This is the next generation of disciples. This is going to be the ones that are going to carry the gospel message forward into our communities around the world. And so the things that they learn, and this is a good time to be asking them about what they learn. It's a good time to be following up with them about the things that they learn. Hey, are you putting those things into practice? And so please be investing in the next generation as God gives you opportunity. I want to pray a blessing over us as we close out the service. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us through the lives of these students. Lord, you are using them in powerful ways, and I know you're going to continue using them as they go forward. Lord, you are teaching us through them what it means to love without boundaries, what it means to be flexible in all things, to be able to rejoice even in trial. Lord, to be united across all kinds of barriers, even language. And Lord, how to appreciate the little things that we have, because there are many around the world that do not even have the little things. And so, Lord, all these things and so many more lessons that you taught us through these students, may we take them into this world that desperately needs to see the love of Christ, desperately needs to be loved beyond borders and served. And so, Lord, we be your hands and feet. Lord, now may you bless us and keep us. May you make your face to shine upon us. And would you bless us to be a blessing to this world? And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. We'll see you again next Sunday.